This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. As soon as we could see clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list, and a Statue of Liberty started shaking.
Landing in your ear on the 1st of July, 2016. So the year officially is half over as of this moment. How about that? How's that settle with all of you? I'm Doug with Jennifer and Victoria. Kara is at the controls in our studio in Washington. The quote of the day today, something very important for all of us to hold on to. How important avocados are. There are not enough avocados in the industry right now to supply the demand, according to the country's avocado logistics coordinator. I didn't realize there was a job.
It's a very important title.
Underscored avocado logistics. A potential shortage this summer. Mostly California problems, Jennifer. Once again, it's your fault.
I know. It's our fault and our drought, you know.
Well,
a lot of what people don't realize is when we talk about the drought, we kind of laugh a little bit and go, oh, is it going to rain in El Nino? Ha, ha, ha. Well, what people don't realize is that Central California, where a lot of the agriculture is, where the almond tree growers are, where the avocado growers are, there's a big problem getting water to those farmers, and the politicians in Sacramento, our capital, are being very stingy in helping out the farm industry in California. And so the farmers are in really, really big trouble right now. And crops like almonds, which I think it takes 5 gallons of water to make one single tiny little almond.
Yeah.
Those crops are in really, you know, they're in terrible shape.
Wow. Well, what this does is underscore something that we are taking for granted in our country. As you know, as a broadcaster and also a farmer, I am happy to express myself. Not happy about what I am expressing myself about, but I think it's the sort of thing that the commentary is in short supply when it comes to our food sources, how farmers are being treated. The disrespect for agriculture in this country is at an all-time high, dangerous, dangerous, dangerous when it comes to your ability to choose the food that you want to put into your mouth and feed your body. So here's another example of how ridiculous the situation has become between government and farmers.
Yes.
Now, this happened this week in Cameron, Texas, where the health department stepped in to, in essence, I mean, if you really translate this, this is an attack on your right to purchase food directly from farmers. This farmer was harassed by the police. Now, you know, I have, as a dairy farmer, I've sold raw milk on my farm and pretty much understood how to deal with the regulators. So I didn't have problems with them. But in some states, it's very unclear as to what you can do and what you can't do. The laws are fuzzy, almost in a deliberate way, to keep people who want to have a choice when it comes to the milk that they drink, what they want to put in their body. In this particular town of Cameron, Texas, a group of raw milk customers went to a private home to meet the courier that they had hired to pick up their milk. They were met at the home by 4 inspectors from the city. The Texas Department of State Health Services also had 4 inspectors there. There was an unmarked police car that pulled into the driveway and blocked the van that had the milk in it, and also a couple of customers' cars. And that included a car with 3 or 4 children in it. The 2 policemen emerged with guns drawn. The inspectors proceeded to tell the customers they could not take the milk. They had paid for the milk. They'd been getting the milk for months. The inspectors ignored the statement from the courier that he had a signed agreement with the customers making him their agent. Instead, they wrote a ticket for him. They shut down his van, and they proceeded to arrest people who were there. They had made a choice to buy raw milk. They hadn't broken any law that they knew of. And by the way, they went to court yesterday, and the case was thrown out by the judge, as these always are, because they aren't breaking any laws. But because the attitude that the people who are in government that are supposedly overseers of this sort of thing continue to take liberties with their own view of whether people ought to be able to drink raw milk or not, their ignorance is incredible. Because what they don't realize, and what I realized in doing it, was that there are two forms of raw milk. The raw milk that you sell at your store, like I did, or the raw milk that goes to the processing plant, which isn't watched as much because they're going to run it through 170-degree heat and kill all the bad bacteria and whatever else is in it. They kill all the nutrition and the value of the milk at the same time, but at least it is safer than it would have been had you drunk it when it was warm, had you consumed it when it was warm. So these inspection reports, I mean, I don't want to bore you with the details, but when you look around at cities that are trying, there are so many cities that are trying to stop raw milk distribution, and they have not the law on their side. They don't even have science on their side. But because they've been trained in these various schools of public health that raw milk is bad, that's their mantra. That's what they do.
And who trained them about that?
Well, the people who fund the very
lobbyists, right? Money.
Right, lobbyists, exactly.
The dairy lobby, yeah.
Yeah, right. Yep.
It's so silly how when the government gets about, you know, you talk about that. There's a local shop in my area that, because you can't buy raw milk just in the grocery store in California.
Used to be able to. When I first went to California, you used to be able to buy raw milk in any store.
And there is a local place called the Backdoor Bakery in my neighborhood who will stock raw milk on Tuesdays, and you can't get into that parking lot because people want it and they can't find it anywhere else.
Wow.
And it's just pretty incredible. And then you have the farmers telling the story about how the drought, you know, you go back to that for a second. The reason that we have a drought in California is because the government hasn't built the infrastructure that we need to capture water. I mean, you look at a place like Arizona and they do just fine, and that's because they have underground water storage.
Yep.
And all these things that were put into place. California instead doesn't have those things and releases tons, gallons, hundreds of thousands of gallons to protect a little tiny delta smelt fish, which is essentially fish bait. I mean, it's just so crazy how everything is so backwards.
Yeah, it is. Can we get Ludacris to do a song about this, by the way?
We should, about the government.
Yeah.
And by the way, 5 points to you for pulling out Ludacris.
Oh, round of applause for the Dougster. 14 after the hour.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, I need to get a grip on my company's spending. Staples has low prices every day.
So I won't overspend?
Nope. With our price match guarantee, you can always get the lowest price on everything for your office.
Everything?
Everything.
The lowest prices on ink, paper, coffee, ink, folders, notepads, ink, sticky notes, ink, trash pads, ink, binders, and ink?
Need some ink?
A little bit, yeah.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Man. 6 second review starts now.
Even a little heart and a big Johnson can't save Central Intelligence from being dumb as rocks. I'm out.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Hey, we love Burger King grilled dogs. They're made with 100% beef, and they're 100%. Mm. They're so good, they make us want to sing like...
I can't believe it. Burger King made a grilled dog. Made with 100% beef. Flame grilled anytime you want.
This July 4th weekend, put down the tongs, step away from the grill, and get to Burger King to try a grilled dog for just a dollar. Ask for the dollar grilled dog deal and get a classic grilled dog for a dollar. Only at Burger King. At participating restaurants on July 2nd and 3rd, limit 5 per transaction while supplies last.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You find yourself lying on a beach, feeling warm sand sink between your toes. You ask a passing seagull how you achieved this bliss. Saving money, the seagull whispers, by bundling your auto and motorcycle insurance. You thank the seagull. He steals your sandwich.
Ascend to a higher plane of insurance. Bundle your policies and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
All right. The I didn't hear anything. So am I okay? Am I on the air? Hello.
Is this my hello.
Is this working?
Is this thing on?
Lots of noise here, folks. 17 after the hour. Speaking of noise, the report is out about those sailors that were captured by the Iranians.
Right.
Sailors captured near Farsi Island back in January of this year. Navy investigation found that the mission was poorly planned and even more poorly executed. Gee, what a shock. The probe. Here we put these, we train these men and women to put their lives on the line, and then we screw them, screw over them by not doing a good job putting them in harm's way. That would be, I'd want out after. I wouldn't want to go in the first place, nor would I want to stay in knowing what happened with these guys. The probe identified failures at every single level of the command. The commanders underestimated the risk to sailors who apparently talked too much after they were captured. They'd never been trained. Here's an overview, a news sort of overview of what the investigation brought forth.
The U.S. Navy today released the findings of an investigation that looked into an incident in January in which 10 U.S. sailors were captured by the Iranians and detained for about 16 hours. They found that there were problems up and down the chain of command from the crews of the boats, the two riverine boats, right up to commanding officers. The incident happened back in January when these two ships were transiting the Persian Gulf and wandered into Iranian waters off of Farsi Island, and the Iranians took them captive for 16 hours. It turns out, according to the investigation, that they had taken an unauthorized route, trying to make a shortcut to make up for time. They had launched late. There were communications failures. There were training failures, and there were failures of leadership up and
down
the chain
of command. Maybe it's easy for me to sit here and listen to this and make fun, or not make fun of it, but to be critical. But the mistakes were so broad that the Navy has now decided to use this mission as a training exercise,
and it should be.
What are we paying for?
Well, they didn't even teach these poor sailors what to do if they got captured. They didn't even have any interrogation training or anti-interrogation training.
Is there anything that works in this? What are these people doing with the time? We're paying these people to run. I mean, a lot of these officers are making good money. What are they doing to justify their pay if they're putting these sailers and
it's
others
all leadership
in
failures,
harm's way?
Right. And it all trickles down from the top. It's just not...
The critical leadership, the education, you know, we talk about how great the education is at West Point or at the Annapolis Naval Academy or out in Colorado at the Air Force Academy. And there are some really super intelligent, well-motivated people that go through these schools, and they're all gung-ho, and they want to believe in America and do the right thing. And then the people who are leading are fumblers, mumblers, and bumblers. And so there's no excuse for this whatsoever. It doesn't happen all the time. It shouldn't happen at all. Under any circumstance,
especially
these people
if
put their lives on the line, for God's sake.
And you're going to plunk them in an area where, I mean, look, Iran is not Disneyland. Being around there, I mean, look, maybe if you're having them do training exercises in, you know, Lake Michigan, you may not have trained them yet about interrogation tactics. But when you're plunking them down next to the country of Iran, give me a break.
And shortcut and Iran should never be said in the same sentence.
But Lake Michigan, we all look out, the Canadians are getting a little restless.
That's right. They are rough around there.
21 after the hour.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Love me do.
Sixth Beatle. Beatles Love Me Do drum kit sold at auction. Well, actually, they haven't sold it yet. It's being auctioned off this weekend in California, Jen. Starting bid is $150,000.
Yeah, never mind. Maybe 150 pennies.
Right. Yes. The drum that was used in the backbeat on Love Me Do.
Love me do.
A piece of rock history. There's only one drum kit that was there that launched the Beatles, and this is the drum kit. So let's see, it's a Ludwig, that's a brand name, I'm sure,
yes,
for a drum. Let's see, George Martin bought it. Ringo did not play. A guy named Andy White played it on this for whatever the reason. The Beatles had hired Ringo, but they hadn't had a chance to audition him yet. Why would you hire him before you audition him? That was kind of interesting.
Yeah.
So Andy White played the drums, and Ringo was playing the tambourine on Love Me Do. Isn't that fascinating? That's cool, isn't it? Huh? Number one song during this week in 1964. And on the other side, the B-side of Love Me Do was P.S. I Love You. Crank this up, Gary, will you please?
P.S. Love You.
Great song.
Really?
Till the day I do love, P.S. I love.
Send my love to you. Remember, I'll always be in love with you.
It's just sweet, simple stuff. That's how they started. And that's what gave them the intro into everybody's ear all around the world. This simple stuff. I mean, listen, look at the way this is constructed. The genius of George Martin. Everything is, if Rich were here, he'd tell you, simple chords. It's everything about this is just plain simple. And their voices work so well together. Imagine.
Yeah, the harmonies are incredible.
You talk about what God does, or, you know, infinite intelligence, to be able to bring these four people together with George Martin as just magical. And look at what it reminds. Look at all the pleasure that it has given people over all these years.
Beautiful melody, too.
That's a great melody.
Yeah, that's a great song.
All right, so anyway, the drums being auctioned off. Chen Jen, see if you can put in a bid for it.
Yeah, I will. Sure. What's the most I can spend?
You were right. 150 pennies is probably a good
thing. Okay. I think we might be eliminated quicker, but I'll do my best, sir.
All right. So the Talking Heads' David Byrne has a new movie. Is this something we should be talking about with Chucker? What is this?
Well, maybe if he knows anything about it.
Yeah. Well, we're talking about Chucker here.
Right. No one gets killed in this movie, so.
Really? You won't know anything about it?
Yeah.
Check on that. 28 minutes after the hour here on Good Day. Happy 4th of July weekend.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. So what do you do if you come home and you find that your pet is missing? If your pet is registered with a missing pet service or has an ID like a microchip, alert the organization to your pet's disappearance. Place posters of your pet not only in your neighborhood, but in surrounding neighborhoods as well. It's amazing how far pets can roam in a short period of time. And the poster should feature your pet's description. A photo is even better. That's why I recommend you consistently every month. I take new photographs of my pets, so I always have a current one. And this is sad to say, but it does make a difference. Offer a reward. I'm sorry to say, but it works. Contact all of your local humane societies, shelters, police department, and veterinarians in your area and check with them regularly. Alert the newsboy, the mailman, and any delivery people like FedEx, UPS. They know every little nook and cranny in the neighborhood. First of all, make sure your pet is safe and he can't get out. But if you do come home and he's missing, follow that advice and the return will be sooner than later. I'll more next time.
Psst. Hey, you. Yeah, you. Pull out your smartphone and Shazam this now. Go ahead. I'll wait. Geico presents the Shazam 15, featuring the top 15 Shazam songs in the U.S. Make sure you Shazam now to check it out. Interact with Geico to gecko yourself and share it with friends. You can even get a free quote. Shazam now and experience more with Geico. The Shazam 15, brought to you by Geico. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Geico presents sharing versus oversharing. Earlier this week, Claire Tippin shared a princess nickname generator, 3 pictures of her dog wearing a tutu, and 2 online quizzes, including, what candy is your dream castle made of, Claire? Your sharing has tipped the sugar scale and turned into oversharing. But have no fear, princess. Geico has something worth sharing with your internet kingdom, like how you can save hundreds on your car insurance just by visiting geico.com. No magic wand required. Geico, 15 minutes could save you.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. See website for details.
Need some extra cash today? Do you have bad credit or maxed out credit cards? If so, turn your radio up. 35cash.com is one of the nation's largest personal loan networks with over 50 different lenders. Now you can get a personal loan for up to $5,000 with any type of credit discreetly from your computer or smartphone and with no paperwork to send in. That's right, no paperwork whatsoever. Your cash will hit your bank account as soon as tomorrow as our lenders have millions of dollars to lend regardless of your credit history. Visit 35cash.com and you can have up to $5,000 in no time. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income and you can get the loan you need now, regardless of your credit. Go to 35cash.com from your smartphone or computer to get the cash you need. Visit 35cash.com. Type www.35cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 35cash.com. 35cash.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
With the pockets in the head and very little money in the hand. Some all black and some all white. And ain't you proud to sleep on the floor tonight? The blind baby Jesus, you know that Jesus mine. Rocking in the USA.
Rocking in the USA, spending the 4th of July weekend in a good place, hopefully. I'm Doug with Jen and Victoria. Kara's at the controls of our studio in Washington. We will be celebrating. I say we. This is kind of like the all-volunteer army here. People volunteer for...
You sign up for service, is that right?
right. So when it comes to vacations and when it comes to being here on holidays, one of the traditions that I have set forth, and people say, why do you do this? I do it because I think, first of all, I want to. Secondly, because I think it's my responsibility. I'm here. I'm a public servant in reality, and I take my job as a public servant perhaps more seriously than some public servants that I know are all off on holidays, but I choose to be on the air. And so
third,
Monday,
he likes to torture his workers.
Well, I know. You volunteer. You want to be here. So I was going to say, who's going to be here with me on Monday?
All right, let's have a roll call.
Or peep. All right. Karen's going to be here on Monday.
Yep.
Jennifer,
I'm taking equipment. Yeah, I'm going to try. My problem, mm-hmm. I think I told you, is that I'm going to go see Garth Brooks Sunday night at 10:30.
In Las Vegas.
In Las Vegas.
Yeah, that's right.
So we'll see how everything's going right and early on Monday.
Or maybe if you just go, you know, Andy Vieira, why don't you just go see him and do it from his studio over there?
That might make it even worse to have to get up and go somewhere.
Oh. I forgot about that. And we will not. Everybody say goodbye to Victoria because she won't be here.
See you later.
See you later. Take a nice trip. Have a nice fall. All right. Speaking of trips, this isn't a good sign. Yesterday, the feds said they had investigated the autopilot mode used on the Tesla, Model S. Wow, what's the matter with my voice? Excuse me. The Model S electric.
Your frog?
Could I? Yes, I have a frog in my frog. All right. So the computer world has been telling us that the computer can operate a car and do it more safely than humans. Nope. There was a fellow who was killed in May in an accident. He was in a car that was driving itself. And apparently in the incident, as I understand it, this is the first known fatal accident with a car being driven by itself. A fellow was driving in Florida, and the car encountered a truck that it didn't see and crashed into it, and this guy was killed instantly. Bad news for Tesla. And bad news for other companies like General Motors, Google, Amazon. They all want to try to cash in on these self-driving cars. I won't have one. Long as I live, I'm not having one. If I need to be driven around, not interested at all.
Nope.
Not in the least in these things. It's just another way of being controlled as far as I'm concerned.
I don't see the point. I just don't get it. Why would you want a car if you don't have to drive it?
But yeah, would you have to hire somebody to drive you around?
Right,
that's
right.
What Uber's for.
But you can have. You wouldn't have to pay for Uber every single time you wanted to go. I personally think
what
I want
mean?
The.
If you own a car, you got to make payments, or you got to pay for it initially. You have to pay
you're
insurance.
If you're using Uber every single day, it might end up paying for itself, right?
Yeah.
It's interesting because I am wary of it because I like the control of just being in control of my vehicle, and I'm a control freak, and you know whatever.
Yeah, right.
Hey. Only I can hear that. And my dad was telling me the other day, he's like, I wouldn't mind it. He's like, think of all the work I could get done in a cell phone.
Right. That's scary.
So, you know, who knows?
Yeah. Well, your father's not that good a driver anyway, so it'd probably be a good idea.
It's questionable, right?
All right, yeah. Exactly. All right. So anyway, the Tesla thing is something that people are talking about. Some people in the news get to from impersonal to personal. Neil deGrasse Tyson. Is it Degrassi or DeGrasse?
I believe it's DeGrasse. DeGrasse.
I think it is, too. He's a very famous astrophysicist. Say that again, Doug, please. He's a famous astrophysicist. An astrophysicist.
I see what you did there.
Yeah, really. He tweeted the following. Earth needs a virtual country, # rationalia, with one-line constitution. All policy shall be based on the weight of evidence. End quote. All policy shall be based on the weight of it. This sounds like an Ayn Rand. It's an Ayn Rand book, doesn't it? The tweet went viral yesterday, sparking a large conversation online, which is very good. Thankfully, people are using this medium, and we're Twitter at Good Day Show, to join our conversation. Lots of comments about religion, money, race popped up on this. You could go in any number of directions. A country, a virtual country, where you would probably have virtual cars that you could virtually drive into a virtual cornfield where there would be virtual cows, and they had virtual milk. And then you could have, I'm carrying it a little too far, but you know what I'm saying. All policy shall be based on the weight of evidence. So who's going to decide whether the evidence is factual or not?
Right.
I think that should probably be our job, right?
Our job as citizens?
On the show. No, just us.
Oh,
we get
we should be the ones.
That decision, right?
Oh, yes.
We're the
we
council.
Take over the world. Yes, 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 yes.
The Story Council of Rationalia.
Right?
Rationalia. Nancy Viola is 37 years old, lives in Staten Island, sent her husband to the store to buy a Powerball ticket. He came home with a much smaller jackpot, Mega Millions ticket instead. They didn't win the Powerball, but guess what? They won $169 million with the wrong ticket. She's ticked at him. You bought a Mega Millions ticket, not the Powerball? What's the matter with you? So she's screaming at him. And they've had this ticket since last March. Apparently, they didn't know or they decided to keep their wealth secret. They've put themselves and a financial team together, incorporated themselves. They took a lump sum of $64,796,000.
This may be the first lottery winners who won't be broke in 6 months.
Yeah, they sound smart.
Yeah,
you know, I feel terrible. Woman, though, because now she can never, ever yell at her husband if he messes up again, because all he has to do
Feel sorry for her? That's supposed to be part of the agreement, is that you're going to yell at your husband whenever you want to?
Well, she said he never listens. Yeah, and then so now she's going to say, oh, you never listened to me, and he's going to go, oh, remember that time I won $64 million? Shut it.
I mean, actually, look at that. The winning ticket was $169 million. After taxes, as you take the cash, it's $100 million less than that. Well, it's not bad. $64 million is not a bad deal, but under the circumstances.
So here's my question. What is that other $100 million? Where is that going to?
Exactly.
It doesn't really exist. That's a paper thing.
Yeah.
You get paid out over the interest. The 20-year payout of that would be $8 million. Well, actually, it's about $5 million a year, because they take the taxes out of before you get it. So you get $5 million a year for 20 years. So that's $100 million. You pay $69 million in taxes. Or you take the lump sum of the cash they have on hand now to back up the $20 million that you would have been getting. I'm sorry, the $5 million you would have been getting a year. And because if you look at $65 million or $70-something, that's $60 million, and multiply it out by 5%, a month, you know, you can kind of figure where the numbers are. It's really kind of crazy, though, when you get right down to it. But just think of it the other way. You spend a dollar, and the jackpot's $65 million.
You can't really complain at that
kind
point.
No, it rearranges your thinking just a bit.
A little bit.
Yeah. Television news and gossip, plus what's on TV tonight and over the weekend, up next here on Good Day.
A Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 400,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. We're moving offices, and it's a giant pain in the...
Bubble roll?
What?
Well, Staples has bubble roll, packing tape, all kinds of boxes, everything you need to move, and all at low prices.
Great. That's a giant load off my...
Packing peanuts?
No.
Shrink wrap?
No, but now moving will be a walk in the...
Packing tape?
Sure.
Get low prices on everything you need to move at Staples. And right now, Staples brand bubble roll is buy two, get one free. Staples. Make more happen. Offer valid on same SKU only.
Sometimes a simple idea can be developed into something big that can change the world. This is Katy Perry. In fourth grade, my music teacher helped me make a vision board. It was a collage that represented all of my hopes and aspirations in music. But what if my teacher didn't have the supplies we needed to make our collages? What if I never got the chance to learn and express my dreams? Unfortunately, that's the reality our teachers face every day. They're forced to spend their own money, sometimes just to keep the classroom running. That's why I'm teaming up again with Staples for Students to donate $1 million to DonorsChoose.org, the charity that helps teachers get what they need to bring learning to life for students. DonorsChoose.org has helped fulfill more than 700,000 classroom projects benefiting more than 18 million students. It's an idea that's changing the world. It's easy to help. Donate in Staples stores or learn more at staplesforstudents.org.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Odor Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Molly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Potty odor, please.
Yes, Haley.
Cat feet. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
There was 57 channels and nothing on. 57 channels and nothing on.
Television. All right, Starz Channel is going to be taken over by Lionsgate, the movie studio. They're going to produce original content for the Starz Channel. I don't know, the show like Outlander, which Jennifer says is a great show, a big-time Hollywood studio making television shows. The problem is, for me anyway, I don't know that much about Starz. I don't watch that.
Yeah,
a lot
that's
of people
my problem
watching.
Too. It's not part of my, you know, it's not part of my normal rotation. It's funny, yeah, how we have a bazillion channels and we go to our same six probably that we float through.
Okay,
all the time.
What are yours? That's a great introduction to a quick conversation, because as you said that, I was thinking, what do I go to all the time? Where do I go?
You're
and I go to the normal channels, the MyTV channel, which has a good shows like The Mentalist. I watch that there. And then there's a WGN Chicago that has the replays of...
So you watch network shows on cable.
Yeah.
Wait, how do you get to W anything in... On your on
oh,
TV.
WGN the cable channel.
Is the cable channel.
Mm-hmm.
That's
really?
Where TNT came from, WTNT in Atlanta. It was one of the super stations, and they made a cable channel.
We must not have that in New York, because I've never heard of
no,
that.
No, you do.
You
have
do.
WGN.
Yeah,
yeah, is it not in an HD channel? Is that why I've never seen it?
It is. It's probably is. Right.
So that's the fun question. All right, so what are your rotating channels, Victoria? What do you rotate through?
Big on the CW. Big on Bravo. VH1 and HBO, I'd say. Those are my big ones.
Really? All right. What about you, Kara?
I spend most of my time whenever I watch TV on... Because my TV, we have Netflix and HBO Go and Hulu, so you can watch almost anything on there. But I guess ABC, because I watch The Bachelorette sometimes.
Oh, my God.
And what channel is Jeopardy on? I watch that, too, sometimes.
Jeopardy is a syndicated program, so it would be on a different channel in every city. It's produced by CBS Productions, but it's a syndicated show that goes to...
All right, well, like Channel 7 around here, whatever that is.
Yeah, it's ABC 7 here in New York.
Right. All right. Jen, what's on today? Yeah, what are you going to be watching? You flip around. Yeah.
Well, I was only going to play cable networks, but networks, I watch CBS and ABC primarily. Those are my network channels. Mm-hmm. And then for cable, I would say my rotation is, because I'm such an old woman, TV Land.
Really?
TV Land.
Cozy? Do you watch Cozy?
Oh, no, wait. I watch TV Cozy Land. And MeTV.
Mm-hmm. TV Land has all the Golden Girls reruns.
Correct.
Okay, so I'm on that
The Hallmark channel, which is also in my rotation, because they do Lucy and the Golden Girls in the morning. Add in a Fox News, add in a CNN, add in a VH1, and add in Logo, which is the gay channel, because they also have the Facts of Life and the Golden Girls.
Hey, 10 minutes before the hour.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one someone suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details in the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
First class, get on a TV show. I'll tell you that story in a moment. And Pauline Frommer from Frommers.com, the Frommers travel guides that you can find there are indispensable when trying to figure out where you're going and how to get there, what are the best accommodations, etc., etc., etc. We're going to also talk with Pauline about some new travel apps that perhaps will help you in your planning or help you when you're traveling. That info coming right up here.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better. Like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazine, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Control, this is QL1. Everything looks good on my end. Prepping for liftoff. Over. One more thing, QL1. What's that, Control? You've been talking a lot about Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans lately. What would you say is the best reason to use it?
Well, it's completely online. It's easy to use. You can get approved in minutes. It's convenient. You can share your pay stubs and bank statements at the touch of a button, so you get real numbers, not estimates. And
hey, QL1, I asked for the best reason.
Yeah, go ahead and pick one.
Anyone. That's tough. They all sound great. I think you're finally getting it, Control.
3, 2, 1.
Rocket Mortgage at QuickenLoans.com. Push button. Get mortgage.
Rocket.
Visit for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
55 past the hour. Welcome with me, please, Pauline Frommer from the Frommer Travel Guides. Fromers.com is the website. Tons of information there. I wonder, well, here's something that just is, it's just something you have to talk about. You don't have to, but I got to get this out of my system again. I want to know what airline. We didn't find out, Victoria, what airline this was. Or did we, Kara, this lady who's in one of the new TV shows that's successful, happens to be black. And so she was traveling first class. And the gate agent actually had the stupidity to say, congratulations for getting into first class. What do you say after listening? How in the world are there people around that are that stupid? And they're actually taking nourishment. Can you imagine even hearing me? My skin would crawl if I were listening to that. I have a hard time keeping quiet, Pauline. How about you?
I haven't heard about this, and it's obviously ridiculous and horrifying in today's day and age.
Yeah.
I don't know what to say. I'm assuming this woman lost her job.
I don't know whether he's even a woman or not. What was the what's the lady's name and what's the show?
Orange is the New Black is the name of the show that she's one of the stars of. She plays Tasty, and she also happens to be on Broadway right now in The Color Purple. So she travels a lot and has to fly back and forth, and apparently she said she'd put on Twitter yesterday that she's tired of people telling her, lucky you, when they see that she's in first class. So it's terrible.
All right.
Wow.
Anyway, food for thought. Speaking of that, the TSA is considering putting checkpoints outside terminal buildings because of Turkey. If you can imagine anything dumber than that, what in the world is that going to do other than more fear and screwing up people's times and lives? Well, it's like these people can't, they stay awake at night figuring out how to be more stupid and screw people's lives up more.
Well, I mean, we have seen now two attacks on the outside parts of airports, both Istanbul and Brussels. So I'm not sure if it's just stupidity. I think it's caution. It's going to very much hurt our ability to go through the lines quickly. But I'm not sure if it's just plain stupidity. I mean,
well, under the circumstances, you can drive in a van.
Types of attacks.
You can drive in a van to the airport. I mean, I'm thinking about LAX that I go through all the time. There's a van. You could bring a duffel bag onto a bus.
Yeah, I was going to say, there are buses.
Do anything. To have these people stand out on the sidewalk and check people out, it's.
I think what they're trying to do is, and they don't have the manpower. They don't have the money. I mean, it all comes down to money. They just want to keep the bad people away from areas where there are crowds gathered. So if there's a way to perhaps get people quickly off the sidewalk by doing some kind of check or some kind of extra security out there so they could do the lines inside, more power to them. I want to be safe.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.